I'm Kristen Shelvin, and this is the Mostly Mom Podcast. While my days are filled with many roles and responsibilities, Mostly Mom is my favorite title. I think normal, ordinary moms have good, meaningful stories and histories, but they don't always get to share them. I'm taking some time to sit down with a fellow mom to discuss the good and the hard, the joy and the sorrow, what we're facing in our current season of motherhood, and lessons we've learned along the way. I hope you are encouraged, challenged, and inspired by these conversations. Hello, everyone. We are here, the end of season one. I'm going to take June and July off from podcasting, but I wanted to take a few minutes to reflect on season one, answer a few listener questions, and share some exciting things to come in season two. I was sitting in my hammock over the weekend working on this episode, thinking about the idea of planting and waiting and anticipating. The field near our house was recently dug up for some water district expansion projects. It's just raw dirt now, and I took the opportunity to scatter some wildflower seeds along the trail that connects us to the soccer fields on the other side of this large field. I'm excited for the possibility of poppies and lupin and whatever else was in that mix. They might pop up this summer, or they might not. Those seeds might stay dormant and hidden in the soil until they winter over under the snow. I might be surprised at what blooms next year. I also have a few giant plants in my backyard that keep sending seeds all over year after year. And I'm often surprised where I find new baby plants shooting up and unfurling in the oddest of places. It's the same thing, but in a new place. And I'm surprised at where I find it. Even though I've never had good luck with snapdragons in my little garden beds, I keep trying and hoping that maybe this year will be different. But at some point, I might need to accept I'm forcing something that's not meant to be. And then let's talk about sunflowers. Those things are practically bulletproof in my backyard. I know year after year, if I just dump them in the dirt and protect them from a lawnmower, I will have giant, glorious goodness come August. Some things just work. That's how season one of this podcast has been. Throwing seeds out there, having faith in the process, and seeing what blooms. Some of my seeds, my ideas, my vision won't take shape for a while yet. I'm working on a new podcast studio space that will feel different next year if I can get the work done on time. It's going to feel different in a new place, but still fairly familiar and comfortable. Along the way, I'm trying to have my eyes open for ideas that might be good and beautiful at some point, but the timing or atmosphere or soil isn't quite right yet. And then, like my sunflowers, I know some things just work well, and I will keep doing them until the path clearly changes. Those things are simple. Show up for a conversation, ask good questions, and share stories. The mission and vision was threefold, and I hope that we've succeeded. One, our goal was to inspire with courage, spirit, and hope, to spur us on toward good things, to encourage moms to not grow weary in doing good. Two, to celebrate our extraordinary, ordinary lives, to tell the stories that add up to a rich life, to honor the goodness of the ordinary every day. Three, to empower moms to find deep value in their stories as they listen to the stories of a rich life that these other moms are sharing. Your story matters. Your days matter. Who you are matters. Your work in the world matters. Our sponsor this week is a new ministry called Refill, founded by Ashlyn and Ellie. Here they are to tell us more in their own words.
Hi, I'm Ashlyn.
Hi, I'm Ellie.
And we're excited to offer you a new ministry called Refill.
Refill's a gathering of middle school and high school girls with college mentors to be renewed by God's word and then renewed by each other and just grow in community. My inspiration for this was Hebrews 10:25, spur one another on towards love and good deeds and just grow deeper in relationship with God and others and just be able to have a mentor and walk through your relationship with God with them.
Refill is a place to break away from the shallowness of this culture and go deep with God and others who love him. Why Refill? It's because I don't want anyone to discount their identity as a child of God with labels, success rate, or failure.
The reason we want to do Refill is to create an outlet for high school, middle school girls that are longing to know God and walk in the truth and to stand by each other during trials and know that they're not alone.
Thank you, Ashlyn and Ellie. Mark your calendars for their kickoff event, Picnic with a Purpose, on August 13. These gals are meeting through the summer, and they'd love to have your middle school and high school age daughters join them. To find out more, email refill@myyahoo.com. That's R-E-F-I-L-L at myyahoo.com. Alrighty. On to a question and answer segment. This was good. I have a handful of questions from listeners that I wanted to answer. First up, I have a suggestion. Someone should interview you. I would love to hear your story and your wisdom. Well, that is very sweet of you to suggest. Maybe sometime. For now, I'm really enjoying sitting in the interviewer position. The next question, what was a challenge that you weren't expecting? Well, social media, for sure. Social media is harder for me than I thought it would be. I'm naturally fairly private and quiet, so stepping into the world of digitally promoting Mostly Mom, an ordinary everyday studio, has been tricky. I'm naturally creative in a lot of ways, and so I thought jumping into social media would be easier, but it is not intuitive for me at all. I hope to get better as we move into season two. What moment were you most proud of? Well, one aspect of these interviews that I knew would be complicated was balancing vulnerability and honesty with privacy and honor. How do you tell a story about yourself that involves other people in a way that's honest, but also protects them? How do you tell your side of things without betraying privacy? How do you share hardships with vulnerability while not slandering those involved? How does a mom specifically share the multiple facets of motherhood while not talking about her kids necessarily? These are hard conversations to have sometimes. But I think this is something that we did really well in our conversations, and I am proud of that. What sacrifice have you had to make in order to say yes to this project? During the fall of 2024, I hired a coach to help me keep accountable to some goals and to help me vision this new podcast. So there definitely was a financial sacrifice to meeting with him monthly. But he encouraged me to carve out the same time every week and designate it to preparation and planning for the Mostly Mom podcast. So most Saturdays or Sundays, if we were out of town for some reason, I would sneak away for a few hours in the late afternoon. I said no to anything that would start to invade into those hours. And now my family and I actually have a really good rhythm built in that will likely continue for some time. The next question is, what was the most important thing to you when you started this? Is it still the most important thing or has that changed? That's a good question too. I would say the most important thing at the beginning of the first season was finishing well. Now that we're at the end of season one, and I do hope that we've finished this season well, the most important thing needs to shift to prioritizing rest from the podcast. It's been a lot. I'll take June and July off completely from anything podcast related, other than all the thoughts and ideas that bounce around in my brain. Come August, we will ramp back up again with announcements, scheduling, and revisioning for season two. I will be spending some time marketing for Ordinary Everyday Studios, digital download planning sheets, along with upcoming events, hopefully, over the summer. But the podcast side of things will go dormant. What else has changed about you? Also a good question. I have noticed that the contemplative side of me needs more space to balance out the interviewing side and all of the technical tasks that come with the podcast. I've been spending more time than normal these past few weeks, literally just sitting and thinking and pondering about what we've talked about and where we'll go next. How has your time with the Lord ebbed, flowed, and changed in different seasons of motherhood? Are there ways of relating to the Lord that surprised you or didn't occur until the necessity of the season demanded it? I'm looking for a bit of inspiration in the season of small kids. Thanks. I've been thinking about this question so much since it landed in my inbox. When my girls were little, I know that my prayers were daily bread kind of prayers. I would plead with the Lord throughout my day for energy, creativity, wisdom, and help as I managed all the things of those little years that seemed never ending. Nap times, laundry, nursing, dishes, baby food, bath time, bedtime. There wasn't much time to worry about tomorrow when today kept me busy enough, trying to stay on top of everything and be consistent with my parenting. I would get up before my kids, get mostly ready for the day, have my coffee, have some version of a quiet time. That always changed over the years. However, as my kids have aged and as I have aged along with them, I've definitely noticed a shift in myself. I'm not as concerned with getting through the days as I am with getting through the seasons and navigating them well. The things I'm facing as I parent older kids seem bigger and looming, more important, more serious than the issues of the little years. We're facing down college decisions, reviewing test scores, talking about friendships, navigating relationships, making big financial decisions, talking about identity issues. Everything seems to carry more weight and lasts longer. Things feel more complicated. I'm tired for different reasons, and while I'm definitely still talking with the Lord about my daily bread for the current season that I'm in, I'm also sitting with Him in a different way, a deeper place of knowing and hearing. During my earlier years of parenting, I think I was fairly concerned with finding the right answers or having the right answers or doing the right thing. Maybe it's a product of middle age more than parenting older kids now, but I'm growing more content with questions, mystery, and unknowns. My time with the Lord has become more listening and looking and contemplation and less trying to have the perfect answers and solutions. I also think of Colossians 1:17, where it says, "He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together." If His hands are strong enough and big enough to hold the universe intact, which is absolutely wild to think about, I can trust Him with all of the things that come up in the current season I'm facing. So much of the time, prayer for me is placing things in His hands, asking Him to manage it for me, and trusting that He's there with me. Have you considered homeschooling your child but didn't know if you could do it? Or have you wanted your child to receive a Christian education but discovered it was too expensive? Emerge School in Bozeman offers an affordable, Christ-centered education where teachers partner with the parents. Exceptional Emerge teachers incorporate real-life applications making education meaningful. Students are taught twice weekly in person, then complete the remaining assigned work at home, allowing them independence and flexibility to explore additional interests. There is limited space, so contact Emerge School now at emergemt.com to learn more. Also, Emerge has a few part-time teaching and paraprofessional positions in the elementary grades. Visit Emerge's website to apply. That's emergemt.com. Tell me one thing you've learned from the tech side, from people side, and about God. I don't think any of this is a new revelation as much as good reminders going forward. About tech. While we covered that I don't love social media so much, I'm also very thankful that I have expert assistance with the tech side of things. Someday we might branch out into video, but that feels a long way off. Big thanks again to my husband, Logan, for audio, editing, and post-production on all these episodes. He's really fantastic at what he does, and you can find him on Instagram at Logan Tomorrow. About people. Well, people really do just want to be heard. We want someone to listen to us. We want someone to ask good questions and to lean into our story. Sometimes we just need space away from our ordinary everyday to sit down and chat with a friend. I loved how confidently and excitedly my guests would plop down on the small couch across from me, ready and available for our time together. And about God. Well, He really can expand time. I didn't think I had the time or the energy or capacity to manage this podcast, and I probably didn't. But I knew that I simply needed to get started, put one foot in front of the other, and be faithful to each next step. This project happened in the nooks and crannies of working mom life. I don't exactly know how it happened, but He made it work. What are you most looking forward to about season two? I'm a bit giddy, truly, when I look at my guest list for next fall. My season one guests are incredible women, and the gals on my season two list are also just some stellar women and moms. I'm excited for new questions, for hopefully a new podcast studio space, and for those surprises that we will find blooming along the way. I'm also working on a couple of local events, and I hope to have more details soon. That's all for me, I think. I hope each of you has just a delightful summer. If you're listening in and you aren't on my newsletter, well, you should be. I will send out some freebies, some behind the scenes, some recipes, and other good stuff along the way. And if you would consider supporting the mission and the vision of the Mostly Mom podcast, consider a donation of financial support. You can find the donate button in the link in the show notes. Thank you everyone for listening. Thank you for being here. Have a great summer, and I will see you in August. A huge thank you to my guests for taking time out of their busy lives to sit for a conversation with me. It's a delight, joy, and privilege to have you join me. The Mostly Mom podcast is a production from Ordinary Everyday Studio. Find us on Instagram and online at ordinaryeveryday.studio. Audio and editing by Logan Tomorrow. Thanks for listening.